Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from sisters Deanna Tarian and Wanda Kelly at their dad's house in Jackson, Missouri. Deanna worked at Blue Cross Blue Shield for more than 20 years before she was diagnosed with Lyme disease, and they spoke about how exhausting it was to get that diagnosis in the first place. Here's Deanna.
I was able to do a lot of things at first, you know, taking care of the kids after school and work and going to the grocery store. I was able to do all that. I started getting fatigue at first and insomnia, and those were pretty much my first symptoms. Then anxiety started. So since I really hadn't had any other experiences before with my health, I started going to the doctor. They couldn't really find anything. And it ended up going to several different doctors, endocrinologists, rheumatologists, neurologists, trying to figure out what was wrong. And it wasn't until about 2014, I had to end up having 4 surgeries. I had my gallbladder removed. I had to have an ERCP and stents put in between my liver and pancreas. Then I had to have adhesions removed, scar adhesions that were around my liver and my pancreas. And I ended up having 2 hernias that had to be repaired. So my body was seriously depleted at that time. I did go back to work after 6 months, and my body still wasn't right. So I knew something was wrong. And that's when a friend of mine, she had Lyme disease and actually is now in remission. And she suggested that I go get tested, and I did, and found out that it was Lyme disease. So that was really kind of a relief, actually, knowing that I wasn't going crazy and knowing exactly what was causing it. And I started treatment with the antibiotics and supplements to help my nutrition. Lost my husband 2 years ago to cancer. And pretty much after that, not having insurance, it's been really rough. And recently, my blood count has dropped severely low to like 7.3. And they're wanting to do blood transfusion, which I refused. But now they're going to do iron infusion. So it's kind of where I'm at right now.
I thought my sister was going to die. I had literally seen her turn gray in different colors.
Losing a lot of weight.
Very rapidly.
Yeah.
Losing her teeth.
And that was right around when my mom was passing away. She had heart failure. Well, my friend Cynthia is the one that, you know, said, I think you have Lyme, you know, from everything you told me. And I was like, there's no way, you know, I don't have that. There's something else. But the doctors all told me it was just fibromyalgia, and I knew it was something else. So when I went to Dr. Christ in Columbia, he was extremely nice, found out I had Lyme disease, started me on treatment. But I was still making it. I was still working, but I got so bad. But it's extremely frustrating, though, that people are truly sick out there, do not have health care. They cannot get the care they need. And, you know, like with me right now, if I don't get Medicaid, there's a potential I could die.
That was sisters Deanna Tarian and Wanda Kelly in Jackson, Missouri, speaking about Deanna's Lyme disease diagnosis and the journey to find it. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Olivia Love. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.